Okay, let's talk a little bit, if we can, Paula, about Billy Meier. But if you would, because we get so many new listeners to Coast to Coast, and I don't want to dwell a lot on his early days, but if you would just briefly tell us all a little bit about who Edward Billy Albert Meier is.
Well, you started correctly by naming him by the correct name. And Billy Meier lives in Schmidtrudy in Switzerland. It's about 40 miles away from Zurich. And what happened in the 70s was that he had programmed contacts, which means that he was asked to be in certain places where he could photograph these different crafts that came from a group of extraterrestrials that look almost exactly like us. In fact, you can't tell the difference, he said, except for the earlobes on Semyazi that came down a little bit close to her chin. But because he even has photographs, they even allowed themselves to be photographed. And the purpose for the visitation of these people from the Pleiades was to give kind of a political message to planet Earth. They had told Billy that we would need proof. So Billy has over 100 and some incredibly beautiful photographs. In fact, the photographs of these people or these crafts that these people used are so beautiful that was one of the reasons why this case was not looked at seriously, because they're extremely clear. They're over the mountains, they're in valleys, and picture book was made of this contact in the 70s. But it's not so much the photographs, which are over 100. He also took about 8 60-millimeter films, of which one, when I saw when I was there, has traffic going on a highway with the craft just hovering over the highway. No way could that ever be hoaxed. And that was an invitation. In other words, Billy isn't walking around the mountains and he catches it by accident. They telepathically tell him where to be. And this man has a hard time because in an accident he lost an arm. So he's taking these pictures with one arm.
I noticed that. You're absolutely right. He wears sometimes long sweaters, too, and he kind of hides that a little bit.
Yeah.
Next week, by the way, Paula, Michael Horn will be on the program to talk a little bit more about the Billy Meier case as well. But
I've talked to Michael. I'm happy George is doing that because when I was up in Switzerland, they told me to talk to Michael because Michael has a very clear and a very precise way of describing this case, and it's got to be reopened. This case is one of the most important cases in history because we're coming along on some very hard times in the future.
I have seen a picture that is claimed to have been taken by Billy of a docking maneuver between Apollo 18 and a Russian Soyuz capsule.
Right.
Now, this is absolutely incredible. I'm not sure if maybe the Russian capsule took it, but then you look at it and you go, no, because I can see part of the Russian capsule in the picture. I guess he claims, does he not, that he was taken aboard a craft and he took this picture?
Well, yes, and still they fly book by Guido Mossbrugger, and I met Mossbrugger when I was up there. There are several photographs, and one of them is the docking of the Soyuz capsule. And Billy was taken aboard to take that picture from outer space, but that isn't the only picture he took from outer space. He took a couple of pictures of several constellations. I mean, there's several pictures taken from outer space, and in that book are also some pictures taken from the spacecraft that he's in of another spacecraft that's parallel with his. So, yeah, that picture really fascinated me, too, because there's nothing out there that's going to take a picture of this docking. Not at that time. You got to look at the time that it was done.
Paula, why Billy? I mean, why would these beings go to Switzerland, find this very humble man, do all kinds of things with their craft out there? They tape them, videotape them, film them, take pictures. Why him?
Well, you know, what they say, this is what they say. Now, Billy had a lot of spiritual development before this all happened. He went to India. He was into meditation. They say he has a very, very benevolent vibration. Because if you read the Pleiadian messages in that book, it says that they can't get more than 90 meters next to any human being, because human beings have a very sometimes aggressive vibration in it, and it upsets them. In other words, we get upset. We have temper tantrums, and we have emotions, and I guess these people are past that. And so they have to stay farther away from us if they're going to meet us. And Billy doesn't like that. Billy is very mellow. He's very balanced. And I've got to add another thing. Where he lives is absolutely amazing. I mean, there are things growing there I can't believe are growing. The most gorgeous flowers and bushes and trees. And they said that that particular part of Switzerland, because you could also ask, why is it there? Why didn't they do it like in Iowa or somewhere else? But that particular part of the Alps where Billy lives has a very, it has a vibrational frequency that was conducive to their coming to that place where he was.
Would he ever, not that I'm a debunker, far from it, by the way, but, you know, I do want to get to the truth with some of these incredible cases. Do you think he has ever taken a lie detector test, or would he take one?
Well, you can ask Michael Horn about that. I don't know about the lie detector test, but I'll tell you something. There's enough. When I first got there.
Because as a journalist, I bet you would welcome that kind of evidence,
but see,
too,
when I first got there, as a journalist, the first thing I did is I went around the town and asked the people. You know, it's like the same thing with Carlos Diaz down in Tepoztlán, Mexico. You have to go ask all the people, do you see these things? Or is he the only one? And what it is when I got there, the first thing that happened when I was in the hotel, the people told me that where to go. They said, we have seen the same craft. You need to go at this place at this time. And so that whole village of Schmidt-Rudy has these sightings. So he's not the only one to see them.
Well, but let me ask you this then. Is that village a tourist attraction now? Do they make a lot of money when people come into the town?
Oh, God, there must be 12 people there. I've never seen something so small in my life.
Okay.
But I don't want to talk about it too much, though, George, because this is the problem. This is why the attempts, this is why that program was shut down. This is why the Swiss intelligence, the Swiss government did not want the world up there. At this and for another reason, I really believe when this started happening and these people had political messages about the ozone layer, about future nuclear. I think some real top-level people went there. I really
believe that. Okay, so you're not. So a lot of tourists aren't going there. The town's not making a fortune on Billy Mott.
No. Are you kidding? There are no stores. There may be one or two type A-frame type hotels. But not even hotels. It's very rustic, and there are cows in Switzerland. There's nothing modern where this is. Not too modern. It's not about the town. What it is about is you don't want a cult growing around this, George. Because what happens with humans is every time we have somebody that has contact like this, or is somebody that is, you know, considered some kind of prophet or whatever, we have a whole growing bunch of people that follow them, and that gets really tricky.